particularly in the light of the run-up to the budget, and trying to ensure that there's as fair a budget as possible put in place that tries to ensure that the recovery spreads from the main cities and that we start to see it in counties such as our own. And a particular emphasis in today's meeting will be on education and on healthcare and on housing and also on agriculture. And particularly what we've been seeking to achieve over the coming weeks is that public services are prioritised.
Recently, Fianna Fáil hit the headlines when party leader Micheál Martin said the party's view is that there should not be a return to water charges and there will not be a return to water charges. With that in mind, many people now saying, particularly after the march at the weekend, why wait for commissions to report? Why doesn't Fianna Fáil support next week's Sinn Féin private members' motion in the Dáil and scrap this for once and for all?
Fianna Fáil worked very hard after the general election to actually get into government, so that we would be in a position to actually put in place our manifesto in full. Unfortunately, many parties, or parties such as Sinn Féin and a lot of the independents, wanted no part in government at that time and took no part in negotiations. But Fianna Fáil did fight hard, despite the fact that we were going to be going into opposition, to leverage as much influence as possible to try and get our manifesto implemented. And as such, we achieved the suspension of the water charge, and also the fact that a commission will be put in place to review how Irish Water and the charge operates. So that's something we'll be seeking to follow through on. Our objective is indeed to remove the water charge and to seek that it stays that way. And we've always been done our absolute best to follow through on the mandate we received in that regard.
As you said, Fianna Fáil attempted to get into the government on this occasion and didn't manage so. Do you expect Fianna Fáil to be the key party in the next government, however long it may take for that election to take place?
You can never predict the future, we've no idea when the next election will take place. Our objective really is to make the current Dáil work. We believe that's what the public want. We believe it's what the country needs as well. And therefore, despite the fact that we're in opposition, we'll be looking to leverage the fact that it is a minority government to try and ensure that we have as much influence as possible.